Hello, this is Al calling from Oregon Opinion Surveys. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you this. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president?
100%.
So we say you will definitely vote, probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. May I know what is your age?
67.
Thank you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White. Caucasian.
Thank you so much. And regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied? Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focus on. You say 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. First one, raising taxes on the wealthy and big corporation. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
7.
Thank you. Next one, cracking down on illegal drugs. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. Next one, protecting democracy and our voting rights.
10.
Next one, improving K-12 education.
10.
Next one, protecting abortion rights.
2.
Thank you. Next one, funding for mental health services.
9.
Thank you. Next one, lowering rent.
8.
And last one, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
10.
Thank you so much. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. First one is Tina Kotick.
I've never heard.
Okay. About Donald Trump.
10 or 100.
Okay. About Republicans in Congress.
60.
Thank you. Next one, J.D. Benz.
85.
Thank you. Next one, Janelle Bynum.
I don't know that one.
Okay. About Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Next one, Kamala Harris?
0.
Next one, Lori Chavez Derrimer.
95.
Thank you. About Democrats in Congress.
Zero.
And last one, McDonald's.
Don't know.
Okay. McDonald's?
McDonald's?
Yep.
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. Thank you. So you will say that you never heard of him or have no opinion?
Yeah. I have. I've never heard of him.
It's basically McDonald's, the chain. Food chain.
Oh, the food chain? Oh.
Yep.
Oh, I thought you had a person. Oh, I don't know, 75?
Nope. 75, okay. Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, will you vote for Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Democrat Joe Biden, or Independent Cornel West?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez?
Lori Chavez.
Thank you. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum?
No.
Or small change? Just a very slight change? Or not change at all?
No change at all.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez Diremer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez Diremer. First one says, serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she's running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Oregon family has a chance to get ahead. Next one, as mayor of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez Diremer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to child care. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Diremer?
Lori Chavez.
Thank you. And what specifically stuck out most to you about Lori Chavez Diremer?
She's a Republican.
Thank you so much. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress, In this case, I'll be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing. Reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. 5 means it is somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it's not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. We're about 80%. We're almost done. Thank you again for your time, for your patience. First statement says, Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it's no longer serving us, and she's done in Salem, where she has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. How will you rate that from 0 to 10?